This is a story about something that happened long ago when your grandfather was a child. It's a very important story because it shows how all the comings and goings between our own world and a land called Narnia first began. In those days, Mr. Sherlock Holmes was still living in Baker Street, and if you were a boy in school, you had to wear a stiff collar every day. Schools were usually nastier than now, you see. But meals were nicer, and as for sweets, I won't tell you how cheap and good they were because it would only make your mouth water in vain. And in those days, there lived in London a girl called Polly Plummer. She lived in one of a long row of houses which were all joined together. One morning, she was out in the back garden when a boy scrambled up from the garden next door and put his face over the wall. Polly was very surprised. She looked up, full of curiosity. The face of the strange boy was very grubby. It could hardly have been grubbier if he'd first rubbed his hands in the earth and then had a good cry and then dried his face with his hands. As a matter of fact, this was very nearly what he had been doing.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Polly. What's yours?
Diggory.
I say, that's a funny name.
It isn't half so funny as Polly.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
At least I wash my face, which is what you need to do, especially since you've been...
Go on. Say it.
I didn't mean that...
Since I've been blubbing, that's what you were going to say. Well, it's true. I don't care who knows it.
Oh.
You'd cry too if you'd lived all your life in the country and had a pony and a river at the bottom of the garden and then been brought to live in a beastly hole like this. And if your father was away in India and you'd had to come and live with an aunt and an uncle who's mad, and if the reason was that they were looking after your mother and your mother was ill and was going to die.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. Until you peeked over the wall, I didn't know anyone lived with Miss Kettley and Mr. Kettley. I thought they were... What I mean to say is...
You thought they were an old bachelor and an old maid. That's because they are. It's an old house with old things, and nobody younger than they are should live in it.
Is your uncle really mad?
Either he's mad, or there's something else going on.
What makes you say that?
He has a study up in the attic. And Aunt Letty says I must never go up there.
Grown-ups always have rooms they won't let children into.
Yes, but last night I was going past the foot of the attic stairs on my way to bed, and I heard a terrible yell.
Honestly, perhaps he keeps a mad wife shut up there.
I've thought of that.
Or perhaps he makes counterfeit money.
Or he might have been a pirate.
Like the man at the beginning of Treasure Island.
Right, the one who was hiding from his shipmates.
Oh, I say, how exciting. I never knew your house was so interesting.
You may think it's interesting, but you wouldn't like it if you had to live there.
Would you like to visit my house sometimes? All my friends are away on holiday for the summer, and it's been so dreary.
Yes. I would like that.
Then come over, right now if you like.
All right. Would you mind if I washed my face first?
Not at all.
That was how Polly and Diggory got to know one another. And as it was just the beginning of the summer holidays and neither of them was going away, they met nearly every day. Unfortunately, the summer also turned out to be one of the wettest and coldest there had been for years. That drove them to do indoor things. It's wonderful how much exploring you can do with a stump of candle in a big house or in a row of houses. Polly already had been exploring even before she met Diggory, and one rainy day she decided to show him what she had found.
Come on, then.
I do wish you'd tell me what your secret is.
You'll see for yourself in a minute. It's in here.
This is your attic. I've seen your attic before.
But you haven't seen this. Behind here.
What is it? A door to a cupboard?
It leads to my secret room. Come in. Mind your head. Just squeeze past the water tank. Now, you have to step on the boards I've put down. Otherwise, you'll fall through the rafters to the room below.
Where's the light coming from?
Between the slates of the roof. That's why it slopes. Don't you see? We're in the eaves of the house. I call it my smuggler's cave. I brought up all these packing cases and chairs myself. Then I put these bottles of ginger beer all around so it looks more like a pirate's den.
What's this?
It's my cash box, where I keep my treasures.
It's a good cave, Polly.
But how long does this tunnel go on for?
I mean, does it stop where your house ends?
No, it goes on. I don't know how far, though.
Then we could go the length of the whole row of houses.
So we could. Oh, I say!
What?
We could get into the other houses.
Yes, and get taken up for burglars. No thanks.
Don't be so jolly clever. I was thinking of the house beyond yours.
What about it?
It's the empty one. My daddy says it's always been empty since we came here. I think it might be haunted.
Oh. Well, I suppose we ought to have a look at it then.
All right.
Don't, if you'd rather not.
I'm game if you are.
Oh, but how are we to know when we've reached the empty house?
I suppose we could count the rafters along the length of my house. And since all the houses are the same width, we'll know how many rafters it takes to go past your house. And then we'll reach the empty one.
Good idea.
And so they did. They measured the attic of Polly's house, then had to get a pencil and do a sum.
Right.
They both got different answers to it at first, and even when they agreed, I'm not sure they got it right, they were in a hurry to start on the exploration.
Okay, let's start again.
Though they had little chinks of light coming through the slates of the roof, they each took a candle because it was such an important occasion. Then they carefully made their way down the tunnel, counting as they stepped from rafter to rafter.
I don't believe the house is really empty at all.
Don't you?
I expect someone lives there in secret, only coming in and out at night with a dark lantern. We shall probably discover a gang of desperate criminals and get a reward. Oh, it's all rot to say a house would be empty all those years, unless there was some mystery.
Daddy thought it must be the drains.
Oh, poo. Grown-ups are always thinking of uninteresting explanations.
Oh, no. I've lost count.
Oh.
I think we're opposite your house now.
Are you sure? Well, we must have gone further than my house by now.
Diggory, look. Is that a door?
Let's have a look. I've never seen a door like this in ours. It must be a door to the attic of the empty house. Shall I open it?
I'm game if you are.
There's no handle or bolt. Hold your candle up so I can see.
There's a latch near the top.
Well spotted. Ah, it's stuck. Ah, wait. Ah, there we are.